I'm glad we got a chance to talk too. Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm glad I swiped on you too. Yeah. Well, it's been nice to chit chat and get to know each other. Do you want to have another phone date before we have a real date, potentially? Yeah. All right. Well, I'm free most evenings if you call me. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just here having my evening tea. I'm very Yes, I'm very exciting. I'm very exciting. Oh, yeah. Well, I do have a beverage, so you could. Yeah. Yes, we could play a drinking game. It just wouldn't be nearly as exciting if compared to me having, I don't know, pounding shots of tequila. I don't know. What kind of game can we play over the phone with tea? Oh, that's true. Yes. We can play a pretty simple game of Never Have I Ever. And that's a good get to know you game. Yeah. You want to go first? Or do you want to do truth or dare? That's harder to do on the phone because we could both easily just fake all of the dares. Yeah? All right. Yeah. No, I'll think of one. Never have I ever. Never have I ever gone home with a stranger. Like, I've had a one-night stand, but I've never just like gone home with somebody from like a bar or club. I've never done that. Oh, really? Okay. All right. Well, I don't hear any drinking from your ends. Okay, no, you go. You go. Of course. Of course I mean, not of course. But yeah, I've masturbated in the shower. You know what detachable shower heads are, right? They Well, maybe you should learn. They get a little interesting. Yeah, they can be useful. Look it up. I'm gonna pull a Madonna on that. Look it up. As I sip my tea, look it up. I'm not gonna. You don't want me to explain to you in detail how a girl masturbates with a shower head. Or do you? Yeah, that's exactly what you want me to do. Oh, okay. My turn. All right. Never have I ever had sex in a public place. Yeah. Well, kind of, yeah. I mean, not like in front of people, but yeah, not like public sex, but In a parking garage? Yeah, no. Yeah, outside of a car. Yeah, like up against the car. Yeah, car sex is one thing, but I was with a guy. We were dating for a while, so it wasn't so it was my boyfriend. It was my boyfriend. We were coming back from a concert, and we walked back to the car, and we were all like flirty and hot and bothered, and he didn't want to do it in the car because it was his parents' car, and he was worried about like messing it up or getting something messy or like whatever. He was worried about whatever. And so we like just up against the car, up against the outside of the car. And we were in this parking garage. Yeah. So, yeah, that was just a little impulse decision with somebody I was with one time. Jeez, that was my turn. Now it's your turn. Think of a good one. Uh-oh. Yes. Yeah. Yes, I have done that. Yeah. I've had a threesome. Yeah. No, I don't regret it. No, I don't regret it at all. No. It was Yeah, I've had a It happened. So, okay. All right, do I have to tell the whole story? I guess I do now. I guess I do now. Okay. Oh, it was really no big deal. I swear it was no big deal. Okay. Yeah, it was me, obviously. And two guys. Yeah, it was two guys. Yeah, I knew them. I knew them. No, I wasn't dating either one of them, actually. We all worked together. It was so weird. So this whole thing happened by accident. So I wasn't dating either one of them. I didn't have like any established sexual relationship with either one of them. Like I wasn't actively flirting with either one of them up until this point. We were all just like work friends. We weren't even especially close, but we weren't on bad terms or anything. Like we were just work friends, whatever. And I mean, how did this even happen? Okay, so while we were at work a couple times, it came up where like so one of the guys was like admittedly he was out, he was at least he was bisexual, but he mostly swayed towards men. And the other guy was like definitely straight. And so we just made it like there were a couple inside jokes between the three of us at work where it was like, hey, maybe we should like hook up with each other and fool around. And like it didn't seem very serious. It just didn't. Like it didn't seem very serious. And it kind of became a joke because the guy who was bi was like talking to me about how he thought the other guy was cute. And I was like, yeah, he is cute. And then I think the way that we all like all three of us started talking about it is like me and that first guy were like, let's tell him. And so we like told him at work, we were like, you're cute. We should all have a threesome together. And we were just like, And because we said it at work in public, there was like way low pressure because it didn't seem very serious, because it didn't seem like we were seriously propositioning him. So he was just like, yeah, totally, you know? And so that became kind of like a mini running gag just for like a week or two between the three of us. Maybe very shortly after that, there was like a small social outing with a bunch of people at work, and we went out for some drinks or some sort of like work party. And then we ended up at one of their houses, like in someone's living room, just kind of like music on, some drinks or whatever. And then we were the only ones left. And I was like kind of falling asleep on someone's on their couch. And then one of them kind of started to like make a move. And then, so I don't know if they like, I don't know if the two of them like discussed it while I was sort of like not paying attention. And they were like, so I don't know if they like compared notes and said, do you like, hey, are you really interested in this? So I'm not sure if that's what happened or if they just like decided to go for it. I wasn't drunk or like drugged or anything. All that happened was I was like starting to fall asleep, and then one of them kind of like woke me up and was sort of like making a move, and I was like, oh shit, is this actually happening? And then it did. So one of the guys, the straight guy, started kissing me, and then, so it started in the living room, and then we relocated to one of the bedrooms, and then it became like a full on thing. Clothes came off. I found myself in a position like I've never, like, holy shit, like it, even describing this after the fact, it sounds so like I found myself in a very like porn like position where like I was bent over getting fucked from behind by one guy, and the other guy was in front of me and I was giving him a blowjob. Like, I never thought I would find myself in a position like that, but I was, honest to God, like getting fucked doggy style while giving another guy a head. Yeah, and it was interesting. Yeah. So there's that story. What else happened? I mean, yeah, no, I had sex with both of them that night. Yeah. Yeah, and I actually kept seeing the straight guy a little bit afterwards. Like, we didn't date seriously. We just, like, we saw each other for a few months after that. But again, it just kind of, like, fizzled out. The other guy, he was, like I said, he was legitimately more into guys. And he was more interested in the guy than me that night. I was just sort of like a buffer, you know, for both of them. So if anything, he was a little disappointed that he didn't get as much action from the straight guy in that whole dynamic. But at the same time, he kind of understood, like, oh, he's legitimately straight and not really into dudes. But after the fact, he said he still like had a good time and everything. But he was just like, oh, you know, oh, it's too bad I didn't get more action from the cute guy that we were there with. But yeah, I was, because like, again, I was there between these two guys who like didn't have as much of an organic interest in each other as they may have had an interest in me, whatever. But yeah, that's kind of how it went. So yeah, there was a little bit of activity between the two of them, but it was, there was certainly more tension there because, like, again, one of the guys really didn't have as much experience with, being with another guy. So the straight guy would always kind of default to, like, physically being, like, touching me or interacting with me. And I was there to kind of, like, you know, be there. I mean, yeah, it was fun. Would I do it again? I mean, no. I don't think I would, just because it's not, like, again, I don't regret it. It was a good time, and it was certainly very exciting. But yeah, I don't think it's just not anything that I like giving all my attention to one person. Yeah. I mean, I might do it if the people involved were, like, really, I don't know. It would have to be really specific circumstances that I was really interested in. You know what I mean? Like, it would have to be, the only situation I could think of where I would want to do it again is if maybe I was with an established partner and we invited someone else in that we were both, like, so interested in. I feel like that's the only thing I would consider now after the fact. Like, that situation that I did before was, you know, just like friends hooking up, and I just don't, like, I think I'm beyond that in terms of, like, oh, I've experienced that before, and I don't think I have a craving to do that, you know? But it's not that it wasn't fun or exciting. So. Yeah, I mean, like, it was a good time because, like, It was a good time because, like, we all knew each other, but not too well. So, like, we tried to be very mindful of, like, continuously involving each other throughout the whole activity. Like, I don't think anyone felt neglected throughout that whole process. Like, I don't remember every single, you know, piece of the evening. It was kind of a long time ago now, but like, I don't remember, like, any one-on-one time with just the third person sitting on the sidelines, like, watching, at least not, you know, in a neglectful type of way. If that was ever happening, I feel like it was enjoyable and or voluntary, you know, and not just like, I'm gonna keep fucking her while you watch because we don't want you a part of this right now, you know. That's why I remember the whole, like, me getting fucked from behind while giving a blowjob so clearly, because I was like, whoa, this is the three of us being involved in this at the same time. And that was kind of, like, mind-blowing to me. Yeah. Because that's how I remember kind of the whole experience, is, like, we're all involved doing crazy things at the same time. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and I remember, like, I remember the two of them, like, kissing a little, like, while they would be, like, doing stuff to me, and, like, I don't know, we were just, like, all involved at the same time. It was just, like, it was very reciprocal and I don't know, relaxed. It felt very low pressure, So it was just easy. I don't know, would you ever want to do something like But you'd prefer, would you prefer two women? Of course. No, I'm not opposed to that, but yeah, I've just never really done that before. I've never had a threesome with another girl. I have kissed another girl. But not like seriously, like I've done it as a goof at parties. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't mind trying out like kissing a girl for real. Like, I've kissed a girl mechanically. I know what it feels like. But I wasn't kissing her for real. Like, I was kissing a girl for boys to watch. So that's not the same. Yeah. Like I've never put my hand up a girl's shirt, like, for pleasure. Have no idea what that's like. I've never put my hand under a girl's clothes to excite her. I don't know what that's like. I've just done that with boys. Yeah. Well, never have I ever touched myself while I'm on the phone with my new internet date while she describes her history with threesomes. What are you doing over there? Naughty boy. I see why you wanted me to tell you this story. Oh, really? Where is your hand right now? What does that feel like? Well, all this talking is fun, but do you enjoy video calls by any chance? Oh, really? Well, if I hang up and take a few minutes to slip into something a little more comfortable, maybe you'll be getting a video call in a little bit. Does that sound okay? Okay. Well, I hope you can wait for me then. Yeah? All right, mister. Then I'll see you soon.